بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهداه، أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We move on to hadith number 293, and this hadith was narrated by Mother Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her. We spoke about the partnership, we spoke about the debts, and we spoke about the rights of the neighbors and what conflicts may happen when someone asks for shuf'a or for the rights of neighbors. Then the author brought this hadith, hadith number 293. Who will read it for us? Yes, akhi.
Narrated Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, whoever seizes even one span of the land of somebody, his neck will be encircled with it down the seven earths.
Now this hadith is a threat from the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam from taking what is not yours. And he's specifically mentioning the length and the size of what you seize. And it is a span, which is this long, shibr. In Arabic, we call it. And the Prophet says, whoever takes this much of land that is not his, he'll be encircled round his neck in seven earths. Now, we know that there are seven heavens, but also the hadith tells us that there are seven earths as well. How is this? This is something that we do not know at the moment. Maybe science would prove that to us in the future, but to us, we believe, as the Prophet said, it's also mentioned in the Quran that there are similar to the seven heavens from the earth like them. So we believe that there are seven earths, but how is it going to happen or how does it look? This is something we do not have knowledge of, yet we believe in it. Now, this shows us that taking something that is not yours is forbidden. It's called ghasb, to take something that it is not yours. And the Prophet said عليه الصلاة والسلام in an authentic hadith in the Sahih, لعن الله من غير منار الأرض, meaning that may Allah curse those who change the landmarks. So this is my neighbor's land. 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the AM, when everybody's asleep, I go and I simply extend my land 1 or 2 meters more. He wakes up, he sees the marks as it is. I change it, he doesn't know. So now my land is getting bigger and bigger. Allah curses whoever does this. And taking something that is not yours is considered to be haram. And it's different than stealing, because stealing has conditions. Now, ghasb, or taking such area of land, happens in a lot of places. There are people who have no fear of Allah and would consume whatever they can see. And especially when there is corruption in a country, you will find that those most corrupt have the most amount of land, not caring whether they're taking it through halal or through haram. Moving on to hadith number 287, who will read that for us? Okay.
Narrating Ibn Umar, radiallahu anhu, Prophet made a deal with the people of Khaybar that they would have half the fruits and vegetation of the land they cultivated.
Okay. The Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now, he made a deal with the people of Khaybar. Who are the people of Khaybar? Anyone?
The Jews.
The Prophet, when he conquered Khaybar, the people of Medina did not have manpower so that they can work in Khaybar. And Khaybar had a lot of farms, a lot of land, a lot of good and benefit coming out of it. So the Prophet والسلام, made a deal with the people of Khaybar that you take half of whatever the land produces as your fee for cultivating it, for taking care of it, and the rest of it, the other half, goes to the Muslims. Now, why do we bring this in the chapter of transactions, because this is part of the transactions that are permissible for us to deal in. So if I have a land, if I have a plot, if I have a farm, I don't have time to go and plow and cultivate and throw the seeds and put the fertilizers and irrigate it, water it every now and then for a whole year or for 6 months. So I'd rather get someone to do this. This someone will live in that farm and work in it, but maybe it would not be feasible to give him a monthly salary. It would be more profitable and feasible for him so that he would put his heart into it, that I agree on a certain percentage. So if I say 50% is yours, is this acceptable? What's your dalil? The hadith that the Prophet ﷺ made the Jews work on that farm for 50% of what is produced out of it. Now, the following hadith also deals with this matter. And the hadith is number 288. And who will read that for us?
Narrated Rafi bin Khadij, among the Ansar, we used to own most of the fields, and we used to rent the land that part of the crops in a specific area is ours, and the rest is theirs. But sometimes that specific portion of the land did not give any crops. So we were forbidden by the Prophet ﷺ to follow such a system. But we were allowed to rent the land for money.
So this is the second issue related to farming. And this is known as al-musaqat wal-muzara'ah. And it's a great area to find the dispute among scholars. Some forbid it completely and say, yes, you can only rent by money. And the most authentic opinion, without going into different schools of thought, the most authentic opinion is what the Prophet did, alayhi salatu wasalam. Meaning that if I have the land and you are working in it, I can give you or share with you any percentage, whether it's 20, 80, 30, 70, 50, 50, no problem. What is not permissible is to identify and specify a piece of the land and say, whatever comes out here is mine and the rest is yours. This is prohibited. This is how the Prophet ﷺ found the companions doing when he migrated to Medina, as in the hadith of Rafi' ibn Khadij, may Allah be pleased with him. Rafi' said that this is how we used to say. Why? Because the landlord, the owner of the land, he knows that this stream is always rich and cultivated. So he always insists that this line is mine and the whole vast area is yours. Now the farmer that comes and works in the land, he thinks, this is only 10%. I have the whole 90% for me. I'm gonna work hard. And he works hard, and at the end of the year, only the area which I pointed out is fruitful, and the rest is barren, or not as much. How would the person feel? He will feel deprived. He will feel cheated. And this is like gambling. I would feel bad if the portion I specified, nothing came out. And I'm the owner of the land. So the Prophet ﷺ forbade the musaqah or the muzara'ah that uses such a system. And he said that no, you should make the percentage public, in the sense that it's between you and me. 30, 70 from the whole land. So I get 30% of all what comes out, whether in this point or that point or in the middle or whatever profit we make, I get 30%. And you get 70%. This part or portion of doing it is considered to be the thing that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam wants and recommends. Okay, hadith number 289. Yes, Kareem.
Hanzala bin Qais al-Ansari radiallahu anhu reported, I asked Rafi bin Khadij radiallahu anhu about the renting of land for gold and silver, whereupon he said, there is no harm in it for the people. Let out land situated near canals and at the ends of the streamlets or portion of fields. But it so happened, times this was destroyed and that was saved, and he had no rent other than that. It was due to this that he, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, prohibited it. But if there is something definite and reliable, example money, there is no harm in it.
Again, this falls under the same what we have described before. The way that they used to do it is on canals, on streams, they used to select a certain area and say, this is yours and this is mine. And it so happens that sometimes it would be fruitful and sometimes it would be destroyed and people would feel that they have been cheated. So whether you rent it in gold and silver and money, this is permissible. There's no dispute in that. Or you give a specific percentage of what the profit would be. So whatever comes out, you have a percentage, one third, a half, no problem. But not to say that something that might be ambiguous. If we have a farm and I say, Akhi, these five trees are mine and the rest are yours. This is again, there is ambiguity. There is a possibility that he works hard and nothing comes out. And there's a possibility that everything comes out except my five trees. And this is the prohibition of hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have a short break. Stay tuned and inshallah we'll be right back.